Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on, suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving them all dress
like a $1 million,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
yeah. Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, what an amazing blessing God has given me. My health, my dreams, all of it, God gave it to me. I accept it. I work hard, but man, oh man, oh man, I work hard at something that he gave me, a gift. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because God has gifted everyone. So I can't help but believe it. You are gifted in some way. Something about you is special and unique. That doesn't mean you're the only one that can sing, or you're the only one that can write, or you're the only one that can draw, or you're the only one that can decorate, or you're the only one that can network, or you're the only one. That's not what it means. Or you have a great scientific mind, or you can figure things out, or you're good at problem solving. You're not the only one. But you are a unique individual. Nobody will travel the exact path that you're on. Nobody will have everything happen in a series of circumstances in the order that you're going to have it happen to you. That's what I mean when I say that you are unique. But now, because you are gifted, you know, you have something you have to do. You know, there's a scripture. It's in Proverbs 18 and 16. I've been trying to be a little bit better at that for you, you know. So when I have an idea and I know where it is, I have somebody look the scripture up for me and hand it to me. So it's in Proverbs 18, 16, and this is the layman's term of it. It says, a man's gift make room for him and brings him before great men. It is your gift that will make room for you. Now, my interpretation of this is this. Now, I could be wrong. Please go to your local church, synagogue, temple, mosque, whatever you do, and go get clarification. But what my gift has done in making room for me is I've taken it almost in the literal sense. My gift has actually made room for me. It has cleared paths for me. My gift has opened up doors for me. That's what I take it as, it'll make room for you. My gift has broadened my ability to travel. My gift has opened my eyes to fashion. My gift has caused me to be able to provide for my family. My gift has caused me to be able to reach more people. That's what I'm saying in terms of it will make room for you. Now, there may be another interpretation. I'm just telling you how I took it. Now, this worked out pretty good for me to that understanding, but I'm pretty sure Bishop Jakes, Joel Osteen, Kenneth Ulmer, you know, God, Glenn Staples, Bishop Glenn Staples, these guys can give you a much better understanding of it. I'm just giving it to you, you know, way I know how. So I don't know. I just like to keep it right there. But, and then it says that it brings you before great men. I mean, you know, it's going to take you places. It's going to take you places you never thought of going. You're going to meet people because of your gift. I told my son, who two of them are good photographers, you'll be taking pictures of great men. And then I mess with him. You already taking pictures of your daddy. You know, I mess with him like that, but that's just me and them just kicking it. But, you know, but one day, who knows, you could be shooting the president. You know, you could be shooting some foreign dignitaries. You know, you could be shooting great sport events. You know, you never know where it could take you. But that's your gift. What you got to do is you got to get to moving, though. See, you can't have your gift and not do nothing with it. See, you know what that reminds me of? It's something that my father used to say, get up off your butt because you're sitting on a gold mine. He'd say that all the time. Boy, get up off your butt and move it because you're sitting on a gold mine. I never really quite got that when I was little, but now that I'm an adult, I got it full well. See, a lot of you are sitting. You're sitting on a talent or a gift that you have. You're sitting on an ability. I don't care if it's making cakes or pies. That's a gift, man. That's a talent. I don't care if it's the ability to do hair. That's a gift, man. Half of you are gifted. A lot of us are gifted, and we're sitting on it, looking at other people wondering, what can I do to make it? You already got something to make it with. If you would just get up off your behind, man, quit sitting on that gold mine. Some of you are tech savvy, just whizzes when it comes to engineering and putting stuff together and cables and wires and computers and stuff. And now you steady looking around trying to figure out, man, wonder what I can go do. How about you go do that? You know, it ain't that hard, man. If you would just take note of what God has given you already. He has given you a gift already. He has already given you a talent. Now, the fact that you ain't using it and you sitting on your tail somewhere, what? Now, who fault is, what are we talking about? Well, what you blaming God for that? Man, I tell you what, I sit around people all the time who are gifted, and I'm looking at their gifts, and they steady complaining about what they don't have, but will not get up off their behind and use the gifts that God gave them. And it's frustrating. It's got to be frustrating for you if you're doing it, because it's frustrating for me when I see it. So when these people come to me and ask me for help, I just keep going the same thing over and over. Help yourself. Man, do for you. Use your gift. It's a cat sitting behind the wall right now that's locked up, that's so good at artistry. This cat's in there tattooing everybody. Man, get out. Do it the right way. Quit selling drugs, man. You ain't going nowhere selling no drugs. You're going to jail. And if that don't do it, somebody going to get tired of you selling drugs, because they're going to want to sell them over there, and they're going to kill you. Let's just keep this thing real for just a second here. Come on, man. Get up off your butt, because you're sitting on a gold mine. And you sitting up here, somebody always looking for a shortcut to the top. Ain't no shortcut. Somebody told me this the other day, man. The road to success is always under construction. It ain't paved. It's got detour signs on it. It's got slow men working. Sometimes they flip the stop sign. You got to sit there and wait. Sometimes they got slow. There's traffic. There's accidents. Somebody on the road holding up things with a flat tire. It's nails. It's gravels. It's spike. It's everything. The road to success is always under construction. It ain't getting ready to be easy just because you done decided to do it. But don't sit around on your behind and complain all the time about what you don't have. My daddy said it, man. Get up off your butt, because you sitting on the gold mine. You got a gift. You got a talent. You got something that you can do that could make a way for you. But you won't do it. It is within you. Stop looking around. Here's where people waste the most time on the road to success. Looking around at somebody else. Trying to figure out, man, how can I do what they did? Do what you do. You ain't Jay-Z. You ain't. Sorry. I got a couple of your homies told you you rap better than him. But you not Jay-Z. Really, you not. You know, all of us done shot at him. But we ain't Richard Pryor. A nice shot, Steve. Bernie, D.L., all of them, we took some great shots at it. We not him. Do what you can do. Do you. Do your gift. Quit complaining about what you don't have. Get up off your butt, because you sitting on a gold mine.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Top, top, top of the Tuesday morning. It is your boy, Nephew Tommy, holding it down for our fearless leader, the one and only Mr. Steve Harvey. This is the baddest radio show in Atlanta, Steve Harvey Morning Show, soon to be the Nephew Tommy Show. We won't talk about that right now. We won't do that. We won't do that. The beautiful. I'm sorry. I mean, he gone. Why I can't say it? I can just say it.
Say it, baby. Claim it.
Say it. If it ain't one thing I have learned over the last 6 weeks of my life, is speak it into existence.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, hey. Junior Boy, Mississippi Monica, everybody, top of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Tuesday morning.
Uh-huh. How you doing? You feeling
I'm
all right?
Good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm holding.
Mm-hmm. Every I'm day, holding. Stronger and stronger. Every
stronger
day.
And stronger and stronger every day. Getting there. I don't think my kids act like I ain't been sick. They just act like I'm just
regular daddy.
Yeah, regular daddy. Like, can you come over here and do this? Can you come do that? Come on, Dad, come do this. Daddy, let's go ride around in the ATV. Boys, you're crazy. I can't do all that right now.
Pick up the pace, Daddy. What you doing, huh?
Yeah, what's going on, Daddy? We finna go play some basketball. Won't you come out here and be on my team? I can't play basketball with you right now. Daddy ain't got all that now.
But you didn't initially tell them, and they don't know how serious it was, right?
No, with no, you. I didn't tell. I didn't tell the world for a long time. I was trying to hold it.
Right.
I didn't tell y'all to the last minute. I was trying to get through it.
Yeah, you waited the very last minute.
Mm-hmm. I'm big on trying to get on the other side of it. Then I tell you what I've been through.
Mm-hmm. And that's a cool way to handle things, you know.
Yeah. But then on the flip side, you need the prayer warriors out there lifting you.
You
up
do.
In prayer.
Yeah,
you do.
Too,
you
do.
So.
Yeah. You
but
do.
Then
it
just
helps.
pray anyway, you know.
Yeah,
just pray.
So
yeah.
In the beginning, and the end.
Uh-huh.
You're right.
Man,
mm-hmm.
If you stay prayed up, hello.
That's the. There you go. That's
if you stay prayed up.
Mm-hmm. A word from the nephew.
You can't be showing up, knocking on God's door when he don't know you. What do you want? What? Been a while, hasn't it?
And excuse me, you are.
So, let me ask you this, T. Let me just ask you.
And you're knocking on my door for what?
Yes. How may I help you today?
Let me ask you this, T. Like, how far you are from singing? I know you ain't singing
sound
in
like
a couple of months. Like.
About another month, I ought to be hitting a high note. I'm hitting a high note now. I'm hitting a junior note right now.
Singer junior, what are you saying?
Well, you know, like if you're in the car, you hear your favorite song, you just can't say nothing.
Oh
no, oh no, nah, boy. Well, I just got through whistling through my neck. I don't know what you think. You know how long it's gonna be before I start singing.
The Humpty
we getting
Dance,
these
junior.
We getting these jokes together for Charleston. That's what we doing.
Okay.
We
now,
ain't singing.
That?
We slanging. We slanging these jokes in Charleston. Okay.
When is that, Tommy? Charleston?
November 12th. November 12th.
Okay.
The nephew will be
in
on stage.
Month.
I got about a month.
About a month.
I'm excited, though. It's time to get back. You know, you don't want to be gone way too long. I got to get back.
Yeah.
You back on the radio, back on the stage. Let's get it.
Ready to love on Friday night. It's been good.
Girl, don't let me start. Girl, don't get me started on Ready to Love. Don't get me started that I'm number one on Friday Night Child. Don't get me started.
Oh, no,
I'm
you did stunt.
Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to run that prank back with the number one stunner, Nephew Tommy, right after this.
Ooh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time to start your morning off with Run That Prank Back with the Nephew. What you got, Neb?
This is Divorce by Facts. Divorce by
fact.
Quit acting like y'all ain't still got that little phone up in the corner somewhere wrapped up in with a card around it. Y'all still got
it. Don't.
No. Millennials don't even know what that is, Tommy.
Okay. Well, millennials, pay attention. You stick a piece of paper on one end and it come out in another state, okay? It's a beautiful thing. It's called a fax. Divorce by facts. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Sales department. I'm gonna help you.
I'm trying to reach Mr. Kirby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Listen, my name is Casey. I've come by a couple times, but I haven't been able to. Actually, when I come to the office, I guess you're out on doing sales. I've not been able to get in contact with you when I come by. Are you near a fax machine right now, sir?
Yeah, I have one right here in my office. Could you tell me what this is pertaining to?
Actually, I got a little bit of business that I need you to take a look at, if you don't mind. Something that you might be able to help me out on. Can I get your fax number?
Yeah, no problem. So,
hang on a second. Okay.
Hey, Jim, put it down, man. Bring it over. That's one.
Okay. There we go. Okay, give it one second.
Hey, go ahead. I'm going to close the door to my office right quick, man.
No problem. All right, it ought to be coming through by now.
Yeah, I see it coming out. Hey, close the door behind you, man. All right. Hey, hold on. What the f*** is this?
You got it?
Hey, yeah, I got it, man. Hey, hold up. Hey, these are divorce papers, man.
Sir, this is what I've been trying to come by your office and actually give you for the last four or five times. I've been trying to get to you for the last 3 months.
You the fact you some divorce papers?
There's no other way I could have gotten them to you. I've been trying to get them to you for the last, like I said, 2 months, and I haven't been able to get in contact with you.
Hey, what the you mean 2 months? My wife become a divorce for 2 months?
Well, I mean, actually, sir, she can't do anything until you actually have the papers. So, like I said, it's been 2 months since I've been trying to actually get them to you.
Hey, that, man. I'm calling. Hey, look here, got 2 months.
Sir, actually, right now, you are not permitted to give her a phone call. And within the next 24 hours, you need to actually have all of your things out of the house, and you need to actually vacate the premise.
Hey, I ain't going to let you. What the you mean everything out of my house? I'll pay the bills there. If You see me every day, every night for 2 months, and they said s*** to me?
Sir, hey, man, listen.
Hey, man, look here, Doc. I'm a good person, man. But what the hell she got to divorce me on? I'm in a soccer game, dancing, fighting all this weekend.
Hey, Kirby, listen to me, man. Listen, I've been there, man, and I feel you, brother. I do. I understand what you're going through, man.
When she come by your office, man?
It was two months ago when she first came by the office, and you know, like I said, I actually work for the law firm that gives me the papers to take out to.
Is this legal, man? Taking me some papers?
Sir, like I said, there was no way I could get them to you. I've been trying to get them to you for over 2 months, so I figured the only best thing to do is for me to like fax them to you.
So she came by your 2 months ago to tell me she wanted to file for a divorce from you.
When they came by the first time, all I remember.
Hey, hold the up. Who in the is they? Hey, don't get quiet now. That was they.
Hey, Mr. Kirby, look, man.
Hey, bro, look here, Doc. Don't you do this to me, man. Look, this off the record, all right? If you're worried about your job, you ain't got to worry about it. You should. In this position before, so you know how I feel, man. Okay.
I mean, I know what it's like, man. I almost lost my mind, you know. But hey, man, I can't stop.
See, I'm a good. You don't understand me. I ain't done nothing to deserve no divorce, man. All right. And you gonna send me some divorce papers through a second? Anybody could have got that text. Got a secretary that's off today. If she said she would got that, then I'm embarrassing that one a bit.
Okay. And I understand. I may have had a bad judgment on factional, you know, but that's why I called and made sure you was there, and I was talking to you on the phone while they was coming. I wanted to make sure you got them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, congratulations. You did your job right. Now, tell me who this is that this can walk through your office to divorce me, man.
Hey, Mr. Kirby, I ain't supposed to do nothing like this, man. I lose my job behind this kind of stuff, man. I mean, I feel where you coming from, man. I feel where you coming from.
Right behind this, you don't start speaking, right? Who in the you walked in there with, dog?
Hey, man, look, off the record, Mr. Kirby, okay?
I see it is off the record.
Off the record, man. She came in. All I know, this guy, his name was Connors, I think. His name was Connors.
Connors?
I mean, a light-skinned, tall guy, bald head.
That's my boss! Hey, my boss is my wife.
Connors, your boss?
Hey, Doc, this is some man. You know what? I'm going to go to the office right now.
Hold on. Hey, hold on, man. Look here. Listen to me, man. Maybe he just gave her a ride over there or something. I mean, it might not be what it is, man.
That's my boss. I'm going to the office right now.
No, hold on. Wait a minute, man. You don't even know that, man. He's just a person that can't. Okay, look, man. If you go, I might well go and tell you everything if you gonna go up there.
Hold up. Tell me everything. Destroy my life any more than you know to destroy it.
No, I just got one more thing, and I'm just gonna go and get off the phone because I see I can't even stop you now.
Hey, tell me what the got to say.
I'm finna tell you. Is you ready?
I'm ready, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
I see this some man. Man, boy, look here. Hey, boy, you got to get man.
Oh, God. You all right, man?
This got to be against the law somewhere. I was the law. Hey, boy, you about to make me lose everything I don't work for.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man, one more thing, buddy. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Tell me I'm going to whoop your I'm about to fax you
Thank you, Nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the Riddle-O. That is the Ready to Love Officer, Nephew Tommy and Junior, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, CNN's Don Lemon's final farewell on his primetime show, and trending national news. We'll talk about that. Plus, President Biden has pardoned thousands of marijuana convictions, and Carla has today's music news. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the Riddle-o, or Riddido, Riddido, and Junior. Here we go. Risa in New Orleans writes, I'm 41 years old and my male best friend is staying with me temporarily. It's becoming an issue because I like walking around my house naked. Should I allow him to keep me from being comfortable in my own house, or should I make him uncomfortable and walk around my house any way I want to?
Once you turn 50, you just don't give a damn no more. Yeah. You just walk around and do what you want to do, and you also going to say what's on your mind. That's how you live longer. Thank you.
But who's going to say he's going to be uncomfortable if she does it, though? You know?
Right. I promise you that man ain't going to be uncomfortable if she starts walking around naked. Ain't a man I know ever been uncomfortable when a naked woman walking around.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, she just wants to do what she wants to do in her own house, period. Whoever's
You need there. To get him out your house. That's what you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah, just do that.
Put another week on it and get him out, and then get back to your naked. I know how it is because I'm a naked connoisseur. Get back to your naked immediately. One more week at the house, and then he out, and then get back to your naked. Next.
Oh, okay. All right. Moving on to Andrea in Dover. Andrea says, I have a crush on one of my church members, and I also ran into him at the gas station. He pumped my gas and gave me his number. I called the number he gave me, and it was to a tire company. Why would he offer to give me his number and play games like that? Did he mistakenly give me the wrong number?
A tire company? Was there something else wrong with your car after you got some gas? I don't understand. Did you need two, four new tires?
Did she ask for him when she called the tire company?
Maybe that was just a number to the job, Shirley. Where you work at?
She didn't say. She just said he pumped my gas and gave me his number. So she was assuming that that was his home, his cell phone number or whatever. That's what she thought it was. Mm-hmm. So she's saying, did he do it by mistake or is he playing games? That's what she wants to know.
No.
You ain't gonna know that till next Sunday when you get back to church.
As hell is what we found out.
What?
This car need gas. Tires ain't good. He try to help you get this car together. That's what he doing.
Without really
after
saying
this gas,
that.
You need tires.
She just assumed it was his number.
Yeah.
And then when you get through getting these tires, we're gonna get you another number so you can go to the body shop and get these dings out of it.
That's what it is. Okay. So, no, the answer is no. He didn't mistakenly give you the wrong number. He gave you the right
then
number.
Then we're going to go to church next Sunday and pray on another car. Go ahead.
Amen. All right. Moving on to Hakima in Silver Spring. Hakima says, my husband got up and turned the air off while I was asleep. Whoa. I sweated out my hairdo. Okay. And we had to go out of town the next day. So I looked a mess. I asked him to give me the money to get my hair redone when we made it to Texas, and he refused. Should he pay me back for the money I spent?
What? Absolutely.
Yes, he should.
No. Y'all married. No. That's the same money. But wait. That's the same money. Y'all married. What does that mean? I don't get that,
but,
ladies.
But he didn't give it to her. He should have offered. She shouldn't have even had to ask.
He should have offered to get her hair done. Money. But let's get back to the root of the problem. And y'all know what it is. Y'all know y'all got that air on 50 at night, and y'all just killing people. Y'all already know this. What?
Check this out. Get you an extra blanket and don't touch that thermostat. That's what that means.
Says the Hot Flash Nation.
Shut up.
Listen, all Hot Flash Nation out
this
there.
This ain't
let me
got
tell
nothing to
something.
Do with Hot Flashes. She's sweating her hair out because the air, he messed with the thermostat.
But then, you going to Texas.
Mm-hmm. So, what you saying? Women in Texas.
So, I'm saying, why would I give you money for you to get your hair sweated out again in hot ass Texas?
They got air conditioners in Texas. Was she going to be outside the whole time she in Texas?
And since y'all was driving, just stop at this place called Bucky's and get you some cracklings and get you some, they got some great stuff at Bucky's. You're going to have a great time. Wrap your hair up like y'all normally do. Put it in a bun and go on about
don't
your business.
She don't want to do that. She wants her hair out. Yeah. Just get her hair done. That's all.
And maybe her hair isn't long enough for a bun. You know, you've really pushed the button with me with this question.
Yeah. Right. Now the short hair nation is speaking out. Yeah, the shortcut. Yes. Yeah, this is
and they the same as the hot flash nation. Y'all get on my nerve. Whatever.
Say hot flash nation one more time. Say it.
Y'all got the whole world sneezing and sick and everything because we over here sleeping in 50 degrees.
Deal with it. Get extra blanket. Put some socks on.
Crazy. This is really crazy. All right. Last one, guys. Last one. Karina in Charleston says, I had a threesome with two men because I really liked one of the guys and he asked me to do it. Okay. He stopped calling me after we all hooked up and I feel like he used me. Is it cool to reach out to him to see what happened or leave it alone?
What did you think was going to happen after the threesome?
She didn't think. I can guarantee that.
Little girl, what did you, how old is she, Sharon?
She didn't say. Old enough to have a threesome.
Old enough for that.
Say about 40 times. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, so she ain't young. She grown.
Right. Yeah.
She had enough sense to write in here.
Right.
Yes. So she's grown.
What are you doing?
This is about the most ignorant thing you have done. And I please assure you, listen, Uncle Thomas, don't do this no more. All right? Don't belittle yourself to this no more, baby girl. You have done something very stupid. And trust me, ain't now one of them guys finna call you back like they got some love for you. What happened? What did I? What you think happened? It's over. They did what they wanted to do, Carla.
Now, what if she's a grown woman you're giving this advice to? Because you said, baby girl, you
she
think
is a grown woman. What do you mean? What? She is a grown woman.
Okay. Then you making grown-ass ignorant decisions is what you're doing with your life. That's what you're doing. This is straight stupid. And the two guys, they more ignorant. They even more ignorant. Nah, where we at?
Junior.
What me and Junior looking,
Junior,
man?
You hear Uncle Thomas talking? Junior is right there behind him. What are you talking about? It's the truth. What you thought was going to happen?
But you know what? This is how a lot of women get tricked, you know? The guy, if they're not smart and they don't take the guy will ask them to do a threesome and all of that.
He can't answer the phone because they talking about you.
And then they do it, and then they don't want to see you anymore. Don't get tricked into this, all right? Trying to please this man. Don't do it.
Yeah, they used you.
Yeah, you were used, and don't call him anymore, all right? Should I call
you
him?
You need one person in your life, baby girl. Get you one person. I'm sorry, I keep saying baby girl, but I apologize. Grown-ass woman, quit making these mistakes.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, "Good things come to those who wait." We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, so this past Friday night, Don Lemon said goodbye to his primetime viewers as he prepares to switch to morning time slot. Don has hosted his show, Don Lemon Tonight, on CNN for the past 8 years. And this past Friday, Don said, not goodbye, but see you soon, as he talked about memories and highlights from his primetime show. Take a listen to Don telling his viewers it's an end of an era, but not goodbye.
So listen, the viewers at home, I know I was not always perfect. Because no one is perfect, because there are immense pressures that come with this job, and in particular, this time slot at 10 o'clock when people are going to bed. So sometimes all I could do, I'm gonna be honest with you, is just smile and just get to the commercial break sometimes. Sometimes it was exhausting because some of the things that we discuss here are so personal and so consuming, all consuming. So I hope I made you proud, and I thank you for tuning in all these years, and I hope that you're going to join me in the morning. So I will simply say good night, and I will see you soon.
Okay. Oh,
Don.
I like Don Lemon,
proud,
man.
Don.
I love me some Don Lemon. Yeah.
I do too, but if he go in the mornings, ain't I finna see you in the morning?
You are?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why he said it's not goodbye. It's just the end of an era. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are.
Do you think this is a better position, or you think nights are better?
For sure. Yeah. And especially if he's happy with it. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I think he has a larger viewing audience in the morning. He'll be exposed to more people in the morning.
We're so used to seeing him primetime solo. Obviously, that would be a goal, to be an anchor and have your own show in the news world. But he's on a morning show, a panel morning show like ours, if you will.
Yeah.
But he's employed.
Yeah, well,
checks
I'm
are
glad
still
of that.
Coming to the house. Yeah, Caitlin Collins and Poppy Harlow. He'll be a co-anchor alongside them. He will move to mornings. Allison Camerata, who's there now, and our girl Laura Coates will take over Don's prime time slot from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern
Congratulations,
time.
Yes, Laura.
So yes, she got her own show now. She has her own show now. And we love watching her on TV. Yeah. Speaking of making us proud, she does that as well. So we'll be watching you morning, noon, or night, Don. We don't care. We'll be watching you, okay? Because we love you.
Yes,
all right?
We love us some Don Lemon. That's
yes,
right.
We do.
Yeah.
Also in trending national news, people convicted of simple possession of marijuana on the federal level have been pardoned by President Biden. This action applies to everyone who has conviction on that charge at the federal level. Now, this is not state level, but at the federal level. And that's why President Biden wants governors to take the same action at the state level. The president is also asking administration officials, including attorney generals, to review how marijuana is classified under federal law. And that's seen as a step toward decriminalization. Here's part of what the president said. While white and black and brown people use marijuana at similar rates, black and brown people have been arrested, prosecuted, and convicted at disproportionate rates. All right.
That's
so he
true.
Knows.
True.
Sees,
That's
he,
true.
He's aware of what's happening. You know, he knows. So he's doing his part to,
right.
to ease some of that, to make it better, at least at the federal level. So
yeah, that's a big step. That's a big step.
Yeah. Thank you, President Biden. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how many people that would let out? You know how many people we talking about?
On the federal level.
Yeah.
My cousin ain't getting out. He on state level.
Your family.
He called me about it yesterday, talking about, you heard the news. See, I heard.
What'd he say,
heard,
Junior?
You heard, dude. I said, y'all heard? Yeah, I heard. Yeah, yeah, I'm about to get out soon. But you on state level.
He didn't hear that part.
I love you,
he don't know what level
he didn't hear none of that part. Your ass on state level. You're not getting out.
The governor, yeah.
Yeah. You need Governor Abbott to let you out. That's what you need.
And that ain't
and that right there. Yeah. It's an act of Congress.
Yeah.
For sure.
But he gonna call like it's brand new. You heard the news.
Yeah.
He didn't listen to the whole story. He just heard possession of marijuana being forgiven. Nah, you still in there. You on state. You ain't on federal charges. You wasn't trafficking. You was using.
I love your family, Junior.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, let's switch gears now because Carla is here with today's music news. What you got, Carla?
Well, still trending, the big one music festival that was this past weekend in Atlanta. It was a huge cultural event. That's right, Monica throwing up the A's. It was all types of music, hip-hop, R&B, dancehall, reggae, trap. Mm-hmm. You know we had some trap music in Atlanta. Yes, yes. It was a star-studded event. I mean, Ricky Rosé, Gucci Mane, Jagged Edge, Ja Rule, the City Girls. That was kind of crazy, their performance. But anyway, Tank.
The City Girls, what happened? What happened with the City Girls?
They walked off stage. It was something weird. Bilal, Tweet, Dougie Fresh, the Chuck Brown Band, Juvenile, Juvie. Yeah, Lauryn Hill. And then you remember
what?
Her album.
Lauryn Hill, hold on. Lauryn Hill showed up.
She was 30 minutes late, but she showed up.
Okay.
She was 30 minutes late.
That's on time for Lauryn Hill.
That's on time.
Yeah, for Lauryn Hill, that's on time. Yeah.
But yeah, Junior, seriously, she was 30 minutes late. But it's all good. We love Lauryn Hill. Her son, Zion, joined her on stage, and we all love the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, her solo album.
Yeah.
So that song, it was so cool. She dedicated that song to him back in the day when she wrote it, and Zion on stage. It was a wonderful moment. Jasmine Sullivan, Ashanti.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my. Little Duval. Duval. His first performance.
Since he's doing.
Yeah.
Since his accident.
Wow.
How's he doing? Okay. How's he doing, Carl? He look good?
He look good. He did his thing. I ain't going back and forth with you. Also, Stacey Abrams was there reminding voters to get out and vote in Georgia. That's it.
That's right. Speaking of voting, we're going to talk about voting in about 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
As promised, every Tuesday, all of us here at the Steve Harvey Morning Show will remind you of how important your voice is and the power of your vote. The midterm elections are less than 1 month away. All 435 House seats and 35 of the 100 Senate seats are on the ballot. Additionally, 36 out of the 50 states will elect governors. So Tuesday, October 11th, that is today, voter registration deadline for 15 states, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. All right. So if you live in any of these states, it's time for you to register to vote today. All right. Go to whenweallvote.org to register. And remember this, please. The majority party determines who leads the government, these important congressional committees, okay? As president's ability to accomplish his agenda has everything to do with whether his party controls the two houses of Congress, all right? Do I need to say that again?
Yes.
Remember this. The majority party determines who leads important congressional committees, all right? A president's ability to accomplish his agenda has everything to do with whether his party controls the two houses of Congress. We got to get this ingrained in your brain so you'll remember to get out and vote and register today. The majority party determines who leads important congressional committees, all right? A president's ability to accomplish his agenda has every single thing to do with whether his party controls the two houses of Congress. All right. So again, 15 states, registration deadline, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. Okay.
Today
go to whenweallvote.org. Yeah.
That's it.
We can turn it blue. It's up to you to turn it blue. How about that? It's
you
up
have
to
the
you
power
to turn it blue.
I like
it. Get it.
You have the power. Go to whenweallvote.org to register. I mean, registration is just important. If you've moved, if you've changed your last name, any of those things, and you need to re-register,
or
do
if
it
it's
today.
Your first time voting,
first time.
You didn't vote before, you're 18 now, you need to register to vote. You never paid attention to registration deadlines before.
Yeah.
Today, if you live in one of these 15 states, today is your day to register to vote to get it done. What you got, nephew?
My little girl is so excited because she's 18 now.
Yay!
She's ready to vote. So the big thing is she's going to roll in from Texas A&M and vote with me and her mother. It's going to be our first time taking baby girl to vote. We can't wait. So all you youngsters out there, you've just turned 18. Come on, man. Get registered and get with your mom or your dad and get out there and get your vote on.
Don't complain if you don't vote. That's right. Congratulations to Sydney. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, parenting questions. Do you let your kids lock their bedroom doors? Uh-oh, we'll find out right after this.
You ain't bought no doors. You don't own no doors around here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, here's a question from one of our blue-eyed brothers. His name is Tom. Tom says, hey, morning crew. When I was a kid, my mom wouldn't let me lock my bedroom door when I wasn't home. I did it to keep my siblings from taking or stealing my stuff, and that rule was upheld. Well, now I'm a parent, and both of my kids, my 12-year-old son and my 14-year-old daughter, say I should respect their privacy and let them lock their doors all the time. At what age should kids be allowed to lock their doors to the bedroom?
When they get their house and get their own damn door.
Yeah. That's when you when
can, that's when you can lock some door. Yeah. So it goes all the way to you all moving out this house before you can actually lock some doors around here. You don't lock no doors around. Matter of fact, my kids ain't got no locks on they door. Hello.
Great question Alicia had for me. How much you got on privacy?
That's what your mom said to you.
Alicia. How much you got on privacy? You ain't putting nothing in on privacy.
Right,
don't stay
right.
open.
You couldn't even put five on it then, Junior, right?
No.
I slammed the door on my bedroom door when I was a kid. I slammed the door one time.
How old were you?
My daddy came in there and took the door off the hinge
and put it in the garage. Pops.
For 2 months. You don't slam no doors around here.
That's right.
So now everybody that come over, if I'm in the bed, everybody just passing by. I mean, just while I'm chained. Tommy, where your door at? I don't want to talk about it. My door was in the garage for 2 months. You don't slam no doors around here.
No, uh-uh.
And Tommy, how old were you when this happened?
I'm about 13, slamming doors.
Okay. Yeah,
smell about 13.
And I thought I was grown because guess what? My mom and dad had just got me a phone in my room. You don't understand?
That was
big back then.
The phone in the room was everything.
Yes.
It's from the guy's perspective. You got that phone for the first time. I'm in here talking major stuff to this girl on the phone. And my daddy come in the room. He's standing right behind me telling me to get off the phone. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, because she can hear it.
Let me tell you what.
She heard my daddy. It's 9:30. Time to go to bed. Hey.
No, I can beat that, Junior. Let me tell you what's more embarrassing. If you own the phone, I've had my daddy say, call me from another room, and I come out my bedroom, bring me your phone, your mama on her phone. But my daddy in the bathroom, though, dog. I say, can I wait till you get through? No, I need it right now. Bring me the phone. Are you serious?
Bring
that phone on in there.
You got to get off that. Yeah. Man, because you in your room, you in your bed, you got your legs crossed, you laid up on that pillow, you sitting there, you talking, I can't wait to see your third period tomorrow. Then your daddy come in, hey, I need you to get off that phone, it's 9:30. It's 9:30, I'm off the phone. And I'm 14. At 9:30?
Yeah.
No, you off the phone at 9:30.
Hey, I had 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, I had to be off that phone.
Yeah.
10 o'clock. Only thing I could stay up for, Junior, if my daddy let me watch Bonanza with him at 10:30. That's it.
But Tommy, how did it sound when you trying to get off the phone? When you trying to get off, you had to get off.
Oh, you whispered. How did it sound? Hey, listen, I'm gonna call you. I'll just meet you at the lockers tomorrow. Okay.
That's phone.
Are we gonna wear our shirts tomorrow?
You got
shirts.
See, we didn't have texting back then, so the phone was everything.
You had your own number.
Even if you didn't have anything to say.
You was on the phone breathing, Shirley. Just breathing.
Weekends,
you actually wrote each other. You actually wrote each other letters back then. You know what I'm saying? You actually did it.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I could care less about the phone.
Right. You know, we want to talk now.
That long cord.
I'm gonna tell you how we would get in trouble on the phone. This is where you get in trouble. When you call a little girl house and the phone is busy, when you call the operator and put an emergency call
in. Oh, yes.
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 Dog.
Yes.
And her mama on the phone. We have an emergency call coming in for Thomas. No.
No.
Yeah, they don't even know what a busy signal is, right now. They don't.
Ooh. Well, excuse me, did we help Tom?
Well, I was just going to say, Tom, I hope we helped you. We helped you.
Take them damn doors off the hinge. They ain't got no doors. They ain't got no privacy. To hell with them kids.
Okay. Yes. Coming up, we'll have the nephew and the prank phone call for today right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is taking it to the street. We'll get into that in just a bit, because right now, but right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
You know, a lot of relationships, most relationships are full-time relationships, Shirley, but you know, I'm going to throw a little something in there different today that, you know, might be something that you might want to look into. This right here is that 4-3 relationship. 4-3?
What is that?
4-3 relationship.
What do
you mean? That's where you know, 4 days with him, 3 days with me. It's that 4-3 relationship. You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That way, that way, you know, you get a little relief time. You feel me? That's that 4-3 relationship. Okay. What?
Who's signing up for that? I just want to know.
Surely you would be surprised how many people are looking for the 4-3 relationship.
Three.
Cat dog, if you would, let's go, big dog. 4-3 relationship.
Hey. Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Maurice.
Yeah, this him.
Hey, Maurice, my name is Devin, man. How you doing this evening, brother?
Oh, man, I'm kind of sleeping, man. I work at nights, bro. What's going on? Who is this again?
This is Devin, man. I talked to your wife, Keisha, the other day. That's your wife, right?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Yeah, I talked to your wife. Is she in right now?
No, she's not in. She at work, bro.
Okay. I apologize, man. I didn't mean to wake you up. You work at night or something?
Yeah, I'm a crane operator at night, bro. Normal people don't call me until 3 o'clock. And you know, what is this, a beer collector or something?
No. I talked to your wife, man. She's interested in this thing we got, man, called a 4-3 relationship. She told me she wanted me to call back and talk to her husband about it. And she gave me the number to hit you up at the house, man, and let you know all about the 4-3 relationship, because she's real interested in it.
A 4-3 relationship. You say you talked to my wife about it?
Yeah, I talked to Keisha a couple of days ago. She gave me the number. She said, call him back. He'll be at home at this time. You can hit him up and see if he likes it. She said, but she definitely likes it, man, and she wanted to see if you would be interested in a 4-3 relationship, too. You know, we want to get your approval on it before we went any further, but your wife was very excited about it, man. She was wanting to get started as soon as possible, and I wanted to see about contacting you and making sure that you agreed and approved on everything. But she definitely wanted to get your blessing, get your approval on it.
Yeah, I'll try to do anything to make her happy, dog, but I got to get some more information about this. So what is that again? A 3-4-4-3?
No, it's a 4-3. A 4-3 relationship is what it is.
Okay, well, if it make her happy, you know, I'm willing to listen.
Okay, well, listen, man, we probably going to get started right away. Probably Monday. We'll get started on Monday. You'll go through Monday through Thursday, and then I'll pick up, you know, Friday through Sunday, man, and we'll go ahead and get this thing started. I think after a month, you'll pretty much catch on to everything, you know?
This something going to be shipped to the house or pick up? What you mean pick up?
She hasn't mentioned any of this to you?
No, man, she ain't mentioned nothing of this to me.
Okay. All right. Well, what this is, man, a 4-3 relationship, Maurice, is this. You know, you spend 4 days with Keisha, and she comes over to my place, and she spends the other 3 days with me. That's what a 4-3 relationship. So, see, this kind of frees you up, man, on anything you might want to do on those other 3 days, man, where she might be tying you down. You know, so 4 of them days, you know, you with her, but the other 3 days, you kind of have some free time to yourself, but she'll be over at my place on the other 3 days. That's what basically a 4-3 relationship is.
Pardon me?
Say what now?
I say, pardon me, you say she'll spend 4 days with me, 3 days with you.
That's it, sir. That's the 4-3 relationship right there, Maurice. You know, you're really going to like this, man. Like I say, she was excited about it.
Holy are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious, man. Like I say, Keisha was excited about it.
Hold on, man. I know wife ain't discussed you about relationship spending 4 days with me, 3 days with me, man. So you talking about my wife, homeboy?
No, I know it's your wife, man.
You hold up. What's name again?
My name's Devin.
Devin. Say, bro, I don't play games, man. I don't know how got my number.
What's, I mean, Maurice, what's wrong? I mean, a lot of couples are doing.
What
what's wrong. That's my wife. Well, who you think you talking to? You ain't talking to no punk. Who you think you talking to?
Okay, well, listen, man. A lot of couples are doing the 4-3, man.
What other couples is doing, homeboy? My wife and me ain't interested in no 4-3 relationship. I can't believe you woke my up for this, man. Are you serious? You calling me talking about 4-3 relationship? And you know, I told you I work at night. I didn't know
you worked at night, man. Like, when I came over last week, man.
Hold on. You came over well last week. I know you ain't finna say what I think you finna say. You better not say it. Go ahead. Finish. Go ahead, player. You been talking? Don't stop now. Go ahead.
Nah, Maurice, hold up, dog. This getting
too... Nah, hold up. You don't... I'm up, player. I'm up. Now, don't say it. Go ahead. I dare you.
Nah, all I'm saying is I came by there last week, man.
You came by where?
I came by your house.
You come by my house.
Okay, are you at 184 Trail?
Kid, I've been here for the last 10 years. Oh, so you mean you bought your house?
Okay, dog, because she said... Okay, she said she was...
I need to call Tisha right now, because this birds, man. First of all, you done woke up, and you gonna tell me you done been in my house? Okay, player. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, dog, if y'all not interested in the 4-3, man, then I won't be wasting no more of your time.
You are wasting time. You really are. You waste time calling me with my little wife gonna tell you about she want a 4-3, and she never told me nothing about player. You got the wrong... on homeboy. Ain't nothing wrong with my relationship.
Okay, so why would she tell me she interested in the 4-3, man?
I wouldn't give a what she told you. I know I take care of my bedroom, all right? 4-3, I wish she would leave 3 day. I wish she would. Anyway, I know you. How do you know us? I don't know you from man and I don't mind taking off work tonight to see what the going on in my house with my crane at night working all night. Now, I'm going to ask you again, how do you know us?
Man, I know y'all through Tommy, man.
Who is Tommy? Tommy who?
Tommy, man. Maurice. Nephew Tommy. this is nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, dog. Your wife, Keisha, got me to prank phone call you.
Man, you talking about the Steve Harvey Show?
Yeah, man.
Nephew Tommy, the little bald head... That's up there next to Steve, man. I know y'all ain't with me, man. I know y'all not with me today. Man, if Steve said next to you, tell him.
No. Why Steve need to be over here?
Because he can slap ball at your bald head, you little bald head. But you ain't got nothing else to do but people, man. Slow down. And she know I got to go to work to the city. She
told me you got to go to work. You work at night, man. All right, Maurice, I'm going to let you go back to sleep, man. But one more thing, dog. Tell me this, man. What is the... What's the baddest? And I mean the baddest.
Hey, this real cute to you, ain't it? You got jokes, huh? I wish I was there. You.
Hey, man, what's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Anybody? Anybody want a 4-3?
Is there one
Anybody
today?
Want a 4-3?
We're good. We're
y'all good?
Thanks.
Y'all gonna stick with that 7 days, huh? Y'all don't want to break that thing up.
Nah.
Okay.
That's what we signed up for. We understood the assignment. Yeah.
How about a 5-2? Maybe a 5-2? You know, weekends. Weekends off. One. Nobody want that?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
Tommy, let's ask the newlywed.
Okay.
No.
Junior boy.
No, I want no 4-3. I gotta do 7.
Okay.
Oh, got good to. Answer.
I've been learning a lot in 23 years.
Yeah,
I've been learning.
The boy been brainwashed so hard. Look at him. He's scared to say something. He's scared to say something.
I believe you, Junior.
7 days a week.
November 12th is going down. The nephew will be at the Omar Shrine Auditorium in Charleston, South Carolina. Tickets are on sale right now. That's November 12th, Saturday night. The nephew grabs the microphone once again to get back into the groove. So everybody in the low country, get your tickets, baby. The nephew.
All right,
coming
nephew.
To town.
All right.
Yay.
All right, listen. Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. The subject, taking it to the street. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live, pop, like we're going to read this one right here, right now. It could be yours. You never know, okay?
You never know. Right pop it like it's hot. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, taking it to the street. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married to my best friend for a very long time. He and I do everything together since we retired this year. We have 2 daughters, and we visit them often because our oldest daughter just had her first baby with her husband, and our youngest is getting ready for her wedding next year. We cannot stand this guy she's marrying, but we'd never tell her. We've laughed at our funny looking waterhead grandson, and we make jokes about the knock-kneed man our other daughter is engaged to. It's what we do. We like to people watch and laugh for hours at silly stuff, no matter where we are. It's never anything so bad that it would offend anyone. And that's why when my daughter said we offended her and she doesn't want us at her wedding, I was shocked. My husband made a joke about her husband and she didn't think it was funny. Then he made a joke about her sister's big head baby. My husband sat back on the sofa with his hot tea and crossed his legs like he was happy with himself for letting our child in on our jokes. My daughter called her sister and told her everything. Our soon-to-be son-in-law didn't like what was said about him, so he challenged my husband to a race. He told him that they could take it to the streets so he could show him what his knock knees can do. My husband will not back down from a challenge, and I am afraid he's going to injure himself if he races this crooked-legged boy. All he talks about is taking it to the street like it will be the race of the year. He knows he cannot beat our future son-in-law, so why is he letting his ego take over? Is there any way for me to keep my husband from racing this boy? Well, you kind of already answered your question, your own question. The husband and the fiance both have egos. That's not news, though, because most men have fragile egos, and when their egos take over, it's like they stop thinking rationally and get into some sort of beast mode or something. But, you know, and they got to do it. You know, they got to prove themselves. All right. But the worst part about all this is that your husband knows he can't talk about anyone's baby, even his grandbaby. No matter how harmless you might think it is, you got to keep those jokes to yourself. I mean, your daughters are really, really sensitive right now. So keep those jokes to yourselves like you've been doing. You keep those within the coupledom that you guys have, the marriage, all right? Someone is bound to get hurt, and it seems like your daughters have. Now your husband is in this mess. If he's retired, I'm thinking he's pretty up there in age, and your future son-in-law is pretty good shape, or else he wouldn't have challenged him. The race is going to be a disaster. You know this already. This is a lose-lose situation for both of them. Your husband has nothing to prove, and kicking you out of the wedding is very extreme for your daughter to do, I think, especially since the father of the bride usually paid for the wedding. Now, you didn't mention that in the letter, so maybe that's not the case here. But she did uninvite you. So I suggest you guys call some sort of emergency family meeting with all parties, make some sincere apologies to your daughters and their spouses. Tell them you were just joking. Hopefully they'll accept and you guys can clear the air and start over. Everyone is just so sensitive these days. So sensitive. Tommy?
This is about to be one raggedy-ass race of all times. So get ready for it. All right, Shirley said y'all need to have an emergency meet. No, you need to have an emergency vehicle because it's about to be one raggedy race getting ready to happen, okay? And the Waterhead boy don't need to be seeing this. I'm just trying to tell you. It's about to be, let me tell you something. It's about to be one raggedy race right here. The knock-kneed man racing the old man. This is not good. And I promise you, neither one of them are in shape to run 40, 50 or 60 yards. I promise you, this is going to be a bust and a fallout. And the wedding probably not going to happen if this race happens. So what you need to do is shut this down if you want your wedding to happen. Because if this race happens, the wedding not going to happen. The knock-kneed man going to be laying up in the hospital, and the old-ass man that's running going to be laying up in the hospital. Y'all going to have an issue if this race takes place. That's just from Tommy, because I didn't seen it before. Trust me, sit and y'all old ass down and talk it out.
Seen it? You lived
You've been in it.
I was in one of them.
You raced Coach Prime.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God. Hey, let me go and put this out there. What? I bet you I can be Prime now. I bet you I can be Prime right now. What?
Okay.
What?
Okay.
What? What's wrong, Carla? I can't race Prime.
Both of y'all really
got a toe deficit.
Huh? I just got through with cancer. I can still race Prime right now.
You beat cancer, though. You did beat
Thank
cancer.
You. I did beat that. Yeah. Matter of fact, I raced Prime and Junior at the same damn time.
Okay. All right.
No, what? I ain't got it no more. What's wrong? I raced Prime and Junior right there at Jackson State. I swear to God, I raced both of y'all.
And you going to lose right there at Jackson State. Prime can beat you with eight toes.
Yes.
You going with less toes than me. That's what you're doing.
I'm going on I got what all, I saw.
The I got all race. 10 toes. I got all 10 toes, and you still going with Pran. That's what you doing.
Shirley, were you there? We were there.
Yes. We saw it.
Y'all going with Pran with 8 toes instead of going with me. That's what you doing.
All right, hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. We're going to go break right here.
I ain't knocking you. I'm bow-legged. I ain't knocking you. So what are we talking about?
We're going to get in Junior's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, taking it to the street. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, we got to recap this Strawberry Letter. Tommy threw us for a loop with that one.
I'm sorry.
About he'll race Prime and beat Junior. Him. And Junior together and beat them.
You're going to take less toes than me.
Today's Strawberry Letter subject, taking it to the street. A woman wrote in. She's married to her best friend, her husband. They've been married a long time. They do everything together. They're retired. They have two daughters. Their oldest daughter just had her first baby, and her youngest daughter is getting ready for her wedding next year. Now, the oldest daughter and her husband have a baby that seemingly has a big head, and they make jokes about it, the dad does. And the daughter's fiance has knock knees. So, So anyway, what this couple does is what they do. They, you know, go out, talk about people and make jokes and, you know, just have fun. It's what they do, but they keep it closely knit. They don't tell anyone, but the husband made a mistake. The grandfather / husband made a mistake and told his daughter that her fiance had knock knees and that the other, the sister's baby had a big water head. So daughter got on the phone, called her sister. They're mad, kicked the parents out of the wedding. And then the knock-kneed fiance heard about it. So he challenged the husband to a race. The wife who wrote the letter is upset because she doesn't want her husband to race. She thinks he's going to injure himself. He's going to get hurt. And she says, why is he letting his ego take over? And is there any way for her to keep her husband from racing the knock-kneed boy? So there we are.
Hey, Junior, before you start, is he Kenny Smith knock-kneed? How knock-kneed is he? Is he,
Ooh.
Is he Spike? Is he Spike Lee knock-kneed? You know, I want to know how knock-kneed.
He fidget toe.
Yeah, with a high butt like you.
Yeah, let me ask you something. Did my mama write this letter?
What?
Come and tell you something right now. This sounds like something my mama would do. I love the mama and the daddy. I love the fact they honest, they open, because they over there killing themselves about this dude. He not need for them to talk. I don't suggest he race the daddy, because the fiance already losing the trash talking game. You losing over there. What we going to race for? We just keep talking about these knock knees. And then they turn in on the grandbaby.
Yeah.
Boy.
How low can you go?
No, yeah. This is my favorite family. I'm so glad. This is a great wedding to be kicked out of. They have trash talked their way out of a wedding. Perfect. Perfect. They sitting up there. I mean, if you think it's at the grandbaby, they talking about everybody. They at everybody's throat. Don't care. Saying what they saying on their mind. They said he's drinking tea, cross his leg, and he's talking trash at the same time. Yeah, yeah. Look at my grandbaby. Look at the head on this boy right here. This boy here gonna go into boxing. He gonna win too, cause he's headstrong. They throwing jokes at everybody. My daughter marrying this knock-kneed man. She bow-legged, he knock-kneed. It look like OX. they walking by each other side to side. They OX. How can you be mad? At least they telling the truth. They ain't hiding nothing. They talking about everybody. Like his aunt, she probably 93. They call her spiritual.
Why spiritual? Why?
Because she about to go. Spiritual. Look at his ain't it over there. Just spiritual. They talking about his uncle. Uncle eyes is looking at each other. He crossed out. They talking about him. So how you see the weather looking today? They talking about everything.
They just going in.
They going in on everybody. How you mad at somebody who honest?
But Junior, they said they talk about people, but they don't do it as to offend anyone. It's not so bad.
Girl,
you know,
just everybody in my family. What the hell are you talking about? I've seen this happen in life. I know.
Is this like how you grew up, Junior?
Yeah, right. This is how I grew up. That's why I can respect them. I had no problem. This is called leadership in a family. You got to figure this out.
This is called leadership?
It's leadership in a family, Tommy. Damn, I got an uncle who ain't worked in 35 years, and they keep putting job reports out. My grandmother said, this boy done missed every job they done put out. 500,000 job ads in the economy. He missed all 500. How you miss 500,000 jobs? You the most job missing this. How can you be mad? That's honesty.
Is this your family?
That's honesty. How can you be mad? They talking about everybody. They not hiding it. If you talk about the grandbaby and his head big, how can you be mad?
Yeah.
Well, is there a line with the family that you evidently can't cross not with jokes?
No.
If
the grandbaby head big, we using him as a tool. He breaking down sheetrock. We use this baby. This baby gonna break down sheetrock for us.
We got a demolition baby.
Yeah. Put the baby. We ain't got to
get the
baby and put that head up against that sheetrock. It's gonna bust.
They got kicked out of the wedding, Junior. They went
fine.
Too far.
The line.
They saved money. Fine. You think they mad?
They didn't say they were mad. They didn't.
I'm so glad these people said this because they meant it.
All right, listen. So did. We got to get out of here. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
He's just tripping over there. Tripping.
Now, coming up in 46 minutes after the hour, we got Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Junior, it's Sports Talk, and you got this story about Draymond Green and the Golden State Warriors. What's going on?
So have y'all seen the video?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Did y'all see the
over
video?
And over?
Yeah.
Basketball is back. It's preseason. They was at practice. Mm-hmm. Draymond Green and Jordan Poole had an incident, and you could look on the video and see they were talking back and forth each other, but Draymond Green walks up on Jordan Poole. Mm-hmm. Jordan Poole pushed Draymond Green. Because you in his private space, you know, you walked up on him. And so he did. He pushed you out of his space. But then with reflex, Draymond Green drops Jordan Poole. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the crazy part about this whole thing is this. you as the leadership on the team cannot take your frustrations out on a player who's just 3 years in.
You mean Draymond being right.
Yeah, Draymond.
Champion.
Yeah, Poole is just a kid. Yeah, yeah.
You all-star.
Yeah.
You come in and you drop a dude who contributes to the team.
He hit him hard, too.
He did. He dropped. Yeah. I mean, it was just like you would see at school, at the park.
Yeah.
He hit him.
Yeah, that was Mo. That's Mo at the park.
Pickup game.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and Tommy, you were saying before we run out.
All I said was, you know, it matters who you hit. Because trust me, if you'd hit Steph Curry, your ass is off the team. Your ass is out the league. You gone.
Well, he's on the team for sure.
That's the franchise. Yeah.
Yeah. If you
hit that light skinned boy, you in trouble. I promise you. You in trouble.
Now, go ahead, Carl.
I had a question for you, Junior. So it seems like this was a practice, right?
It was a practice.
It was a practice. So now Draymond's issue is things happen. A lot of players were saying the practices get heated. And there are words, things have said, players get in each other's faces. So Draymond is upset that the video was out because there's been other incidents, according to other players, that has happened. So is that part of it? Because Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Warriors, saying we have to do better. Draymond has to do better.
Well, you know? Who leaked the video?
Yeah, that's the question. Yeah,
yeah, it wasn't Draymond. But at the same time, though, you can't take your fresh frustrations out on anybody on your team.
Gotcha.
Listen, though, but let me say this. Let's go back because we saw the Last Dance now. If they'd have had them phones out, Jordan whooped a lot of people's ass back in the day. Hello.
See, that's
Jordan whooped
I'm
a lot
saying.
Of people's ass back in the day.
Yeah, matter of fact, he's Steve Kerr.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Junior.
You're absolutely right.
But in all aspects, I think Draymond's wrong, and he should apologize to that young man. But he's
I think he's done
team.
That already. But
you've been excused from the team. You've been excused.
Wow.
So okay. that was horrible.
Yeah, it was. All right, Junior, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, a woman on social media says her sister is terrible when it comes to men, but wants her to set her up with a coworker. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so this is in from Gwen on Facebook. Gwen writes, I love my baby sister, but when it comes to men, she is off the chain. I've seen her go through more men than I can count. Her relationships usually end because she quickly gets bored and starts cheating, or she breaks up with a guy for the pettiest reasons. Well, yesterday she bumped into me when I was out for a work lunch and was instantly flirty and trying to shoot her shot with one of my coworkers. Then last night she texted me asking me to set her up with him. He's a nice guy and I don't want to see him get played. I'm thinking of telling her he already has a girlfriend, but I'm wondering if I should just be honest and tell her why I won't set her up. What do you think? Should I call her out on bad dating behavior or just let it go and lie to her about my colleague? What do you guys think? Interesting, huh?
I think you need to quit trying to play matchmaker and get your ass out of it and let your sister go through whatever the hell she's going through. She'll get it together at some point.
Mm. So you're saying she should just let it go? Just let it go. You don't think she should call her sister out?
Well, ain't no sister wild and loose. Ain't she going through people?
Yeah. How so that's what she's asking.
You can't fix that. You got to let that run its course until you. You know, after a while, you'll get tired of being a mess. After a while.
You think?
Yes. That's it.
Some do. Some mature and grow out of it. Some do. Yeah.
That's true. You've been married a long time. See, I've just been married 23 days. Me before 23 days, give me your sister number.
Come on over and get some of this 21 years.
Before I get married, give me your sister number. Now that I'm married. This is absolutely despicable. I can't believe this. This is appalling.
You're judging now that you're married?
Yeah, now that I'm married. Carl, 23 days ago, give me your sister number.
Right. Let me holler. Shoot.
Let me holler at your sister. I don't care if I do have a girlfriend. But now that I'm married, I can't believe men act like this.
Like my little granddaughter says, Junior, how very dare you?
How very dare you?
Yes.
Yeah, she's just running through me.
Yeah. So Big Sis wants to say, you know, should she tell her about herself or should she just let it go and lie about her colleague having a girlfriend? So Tommy, you're saying stay out of it altogether.
I say stay out of it altogether. That's
Absolutely.
But what about if little sisters pressuring Big Sister to fix her up and give her a phone number and all that? What's Big Sis going to say?
Yeah, girl, no. She should say no. No, don't even get in it. What time is it? You don't even need to get in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't answer her text messages.
No, don't do nothing.
All right.
I don't like family drama. I stay my ass out of it. I can't stand it.
I know that.
I do. I can't stand it. I ain't trying to hook you up.
If it's the couple from the letter earlier, I'm telling you right now, they talking about her right now. Look at her doing the whole group.
The parents.
You talking about doing the butt.
All right, we're going to move on to another question.
Once ready to love go off, I'm through. I'm not doing that. That's it.
It's too much.
Here's another question from Ricky off of Facebook. Ricky says, I need some thoughts on how to handle this one. I've been married for a few years to a woman with two great kids. Now, one of them still isn't a huge fan of me. But I still keep trying to break through and be supportive. My wife has asked me to adopt them both, but it's clear that one has no interest in that. Even though his dad is nowhere near in the picture, I suggested just adopting the one, but she reviews this as picking favorites and not fair to both of them. The boy is in his teens and is pretty firm in his stance on this. What's the best way to play this?
I'm not adopting it.
What happened?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Your ass ain't got no job. You ain't got no money. You ain't got no father.
Let me give you a nice, ready to love answer. try to see what the kids need and if you plan to hell with it. I ain't adopting these damn kids, especially one that's gonna tell me he don't like me no damn way. No, I'm not adopting that one, and I'm not adopting the other one either, because he probably gonna talk to the other one, and they both gonna act a damn fool. And what you ain't gonna do is act a fool, and I done gave you my last name. Damn it, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I agree with you, Tommy. All right, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
These ain't my kids.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, in trending food news, a man from L.A. has filed a class action lawsuit against Texas Pete Hot Sauce. Well, after he learned the product isn't actually made in Texas, instead the product is made in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, he said it was false advertising.
Get a rope.
Wow.
People will drag anything in court these days, all right? Philip White is his name, bought a bottle of the Texas Pete hot sauce, which has a label featuring a white star like the Texas flag and an all red cartoon cowboy, and relied upon the language and images on the front label before his purchase, according to the complaint. The lawsuit alleges the man believed the label's look made it appear to be distinctly Texan. T.W. Garner Food Company, the makers of Texas Pete Hot Sauce, has until November 10th to respond to the complaint. Well, what can they say? What are they going to say?
I don't care what Philip bought. Texas Pete Hot Sauce is good as hell on chicken.
You don't care where it's from.
Yeah. Care where they made it at.
I'm gonna stick with that Louisiana hot sauce. I ain't had Texas Pete. I'm gonna stick with Louisiana hot sauce and some Tabasco, and I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
cool with that.
Are you mad if it's made in Wisconsin?
That's where Louisiana hot sauce made at?
No, I'm just asking. If it ain't made in Louisiana, is you mad?
No.
No, I mean, it don't change the taste. I like what I like, but right. I mean, right. Damn, I thought it was like Baton Rouge somewhere. Where is it? Don't do me like that.
You messed him up, Junior. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
I'd rather know where my hot sauce come from. That's what I'd rather know.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it's time for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather take your child to work, or would you rather take your pet to work?
My child.
Child.
Yeah.
More so than
go
your
in there and
your
sit
pet.
Over there in that room over there, and I'm going to come in there and get you something to eat later on. But don't come out this room until I come back in here, and I mean that.
Not your
that
puppy?
Dog, Lord, have mercy. No.
Not your cat?
Cat? Hell yeah. No.
Cat will scare you at work. Just
I'm scared of cats, period. No.
You're
I'm scared of
cats.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the child over the pet. All right.
Take the child. I can control the child.
All right. Would you rather be constantly tired no matter how much sleep you have, or constantly hungry no matter how much food you eat?
I'm going to go with that food. I don't just like being tired all the damn time. I'd rather go with the food.
I'd rather be hungry.
Eat some more.
Yeah.
You'd rather just be hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I ain't tired.
I'd rather just be hungry.
I'm going to go eat.
I'm tired. Just tired. Every time I look at every time y'all see me, I'm just tired and just. Yeah. Just all day, every day. No. No. Give me the food.
Okay.
Junior, what'd you say?
Yeah. I'm with Tommy. Give me the food. I'm not finished. You ain't finna look at me and see bags under my eyes every day.
Bloodshot eyes.
Yeah. You need to get some rest. I slept 12 hours. What y'all talking about?
What? No. All right. All right. Here we go. Would you rather know what you'll be doing 5 years in the future, or would you rather just take life as it comes?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
no, I'd like to know what I'm doing in the future. Hell, just to know I'm going to be here means a lot to me.
Amen to that.
Yeah. The fact that I'm going to be here 5 years, I'm good with it. Uh-huh. Yeah, go on and paint my picture.
Yeah. What you don't want is life as it comes and your ass ain't here no more.
There you go.
Yeah. Gee, I just found out today this is my last day. In the future, at least we know.
All right. I think we have time for one more. Would you rather, think about this one, guys. Would you rather have an extra belly button, or would you rather have an extra nostril?
What?
Girl, I ain't using this first belly button, so why in the hell? I have not used it since I got it. I've never used my belly button. Now, I get that nostril and get some more wind in me. What? I like that. Some more breathing room?
Three nostrils?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I'm going with time. I'm going to take this extra nostril because I'm going to smell you before you get in here.
Yeah,
that extra nostril going to come in a lot of help. I don't know who it is, but somebody here on two streets over, funky as hell, I know that. Smell it.
All right. Thanks, guys. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Now, coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it is our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Steve, here we are, last break of the day on this Tuesday. Leave us with some parting words, some closing remarks.
Yeah, I kind of want to talk about something that's on me right now. I want to talk a little bit about expectations, and I want to talk about patience. But I'm going to throw one more thing in there. I'm going to put need in there. Need, expectations, and patience. It's something that I've been praying about, you know, and I've been asking God for it for quite some time. And it hasn't gotten here. And he knows exactly what I need. So as I'm saying this to you, I want you all to imagine yourself and plug in your need. So I'm talking to God, right? And I'm asking God for something that I need. And I know I need it because it would make some things go so much better, so much smoother, so much easier. Just overall, it would just help in so many areas. So I've been praying about it, and it hasn't gotten here yet. And so my oldest sister texted me the other day, and I didn't get back to her. And so just last night, she texted me again and just said, "Hey, could you answer my text? I hope things are well with you. Love, Mona." And so I texted her back, and I told her everything was fine. I just been working so much. I said, "Sometimes I don't get to answer your text when you send it to me right away because I'll be on the set or something, or I'll be doing something." I said, but I get them and I appreciate them. And then I told my oldest sister, I asked her to please pray for me. I said, I pray for a breakthrough for me. It's something I've been asking God for so I can just, you know, take, you know, relax a little bit about this situation. And I went on to tell my sister that it's hard being successful and stuff like that. And I said, but we good. I'm just working real hard. I told her I love you. And then I said, let me know if you need something. She texts me back the simplest thing. Now, remember now, I've told you that I was asking God for something that I needed. And I had been waiting for it. And I'm almost out of patience, to be honest with you. I just thinking it's taking a while, right? And I'm pretty sure you could feel that way too. Sometimes you ask God for something and you're living in expectation and you go, man, what's taking so long? And you're getting a little impatient. I think this happened to every person. My sister simply sent this text back to me. She said, just take one day at a time. The Lord knows what he's doing. I'm praying for you. That was her message. Now, my sister is 82 years old. She told her brother, who is like, you know, the family guy that they can all come to when they need something. But she simplified it for me so easy. She said, just take one a day at a time. The Lord knows what he's doing. And do you know how much better that made me feel? I texted her back. I said, okay, I will. Because, you know, this thing that I've been asking God for that I so desperately feel like I need, and I keep expecting it to happen, but I'm starting to lose patience about it. My sister said something so simple. If you just take one day at a time, the Lord knows what he's doing. And if I look at it in her simple way of talking to her brother, she knows me very well. Her simple way of talking to me was letting me know that if you just keep waking up and keep doing what you're doing, God got all this under control. He know what he's doing. And you know what? He always has. He's always known what he's doing. Always. He ain't never not known what he was doing. Even when I thought I wanted it to go another way and he worked it out a different way, it was for the best. And so I just had to grab myself and go, okay, I will. And it made me feel better because I said, okay, man, I'm actually okay. I do actually keep waking up. I do keep somehow surviving it all. I'm not just surviving. I'm actually thriving. I'm going through it, but I'm getting through it. It's taking a while, but it's in the process. And God does know what he's doing. So that settled it for me. So I'm saying to you, if there's something you've been praying about, something that you need, and you're living your life in expectation because you know he's going to deliver it for you, but you done got a little bit impatient with it like I have, just take it a day at a time. God knows exactly what he's doing. He's working on something on your behalf that you don't even know about. And when he give it to you, it's going to fix it all. Probably better than you could have ever imagined. Those are my closing remarks. Just something to think about.
Drop it, man.
Yeah, you got to drop it on that one. Very good. Mm-hmm.
I need that
one.
So profound. Yeah. Wow. That put things in perspective. Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm stuck complaining today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, tell us, Steve.
Have a great weekend.
I believe it.
I mean that.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Plus Premium is your ticket to the NFL offseason.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all your favorite offseason coverage and stream exclusive content from the NFL Draft, training camp, free agency, and more. Relive the biggest plays from the season with full and condensed game replays.
He's in! Touchdown!
Plus, stay connected with 24/7 football news and coverage on NFL Network. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com. Terms and conditions apply.